If you take away the support of the tree, the sukkah would stay up by itself without the support of the tree, shera, then the sukkah is kosher. If you're allowed to go up it on Yom Tov also, you're allowed to climb up the ladder, go up through the walls. One wall is attached to the tree, but since the sukkah could stand with the other three walls without the fourth wall, it's not called you using the tree at all. So therefore you're allowed to go up the sukkah on Yom Tov. Mashenkin, if you have only two walls that you made, but the third and fourth wall, or even the third wall by itself, is made by support of the tree, then it's called you using the support of the tree. Then the lachar is ain early, you can't climb up it on Yom Tov, because it's called you're using the tree on Yom Tov. Now, one question you have to ask here is that the Rishonim asked, we're saying now, what's the case now? If the sukkah is kosher, in other words, you have a sukkah that's on top of a tree. So true, you're not using the tree for the tchach, you're not even using the trees for the walls, but you're using the tree for the floor. Like the tree is what's supporting the sukkah up right now. Now the tree itself is posel tchach, because you can't use anything that's mechuber is posel tchach. So what's being maimed? What's holding up the sukkah right now? A dovash ain't a royal tchach. Now before we had an Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to put the tchach on top of the frame of a bed, because since the frame of a bed is dovra makabel tuma, like we said, like a metal frame, you can't put the tchach on top of a metal frame, because that's called dovra maimed. The maimed, the thing that's holding up the tchach, can't be something that's posel tchach. Therefore, if the maimed itself is a dovra makabel tuma, or here the chur, it's a tree, it's posel tchach according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why here is it good? Here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Here it says you're allowed to have the tree, you're allowed to have the sukkah on top of the tree, and the tchach on top of the walls. So the Magen Avraham and the other some Achrayim bring a raya to Mia, so he said, we spoke out, that a maimed, the maimed is mutter. And that's what the world is saying, Mechon, when they make their sukkahs. Like we said, even though Amol, you have a metal frame for the sukkah, and you have the tchach on top of it, so to put the tchach directly on top of the metal frames, you shouldn't do, because then what's holding up the tchach, the metal frame, that's possible. But the answer is, put beams going across one way, and then put tchach along the other way. So the tchach is being held up first by the bottom beams. The bottom beams is kosher tchach. What's holding up the bottom beams, the metal frame? That's called a maimed demaimed. That's the second support. A second support could be from a davar makabel tuma. And the Rai, they bring us from our mission here. Because here, what's holding up the sukkah? The tree. The tree you can't use for tchach. So we see, even though the tree is holding up the wall, but since what's holding up the tchach? The walls you made the walls from real wood. So the walls is not davar makabel tuma. So the walls is the maimed to the tchach. Just what's the maimed, the maimed? What's holding up the walls? The tree. So you see, a maimed, the maimed is mutter. That's what some achrayim want to say. But the famous kashya, the chazonish, everybody knows the chazonish sukkah is not like that. The chazonish was makbid that a maimed, the maimed is no good. Because see, oh, there's no raya from our mission here. Our mission here is talking about that you have the tree for a floor. It's not called a maimed. If you use a tree for the floor, that's like supporting up the whole sukkah, like the mushroom. Every sukkah we have, what's holding up our walls? The floor. Even though dirt is posel tchach. So why don't you say every sukkah should be posel? Because you know what's holding up the tchach, the floor. Elamai is something that's called the floor, that's not called the maimed altogether. That's called the floor. So here you have the tree now to be the floor of the sukkah. That's all it is. It's just the floor. What's holding up the tchach? The real four walls. You hear in the tree, you made four good walls. And those walls are made out of wood. And you have the tchach on top of them, so the sukkah is kosher. Because what's the maimed? What's holding up the tchach? The walls. The walls were made from something, that's not makabel tuma. The walls were made from something good. The tree is holding up the sukkah. The tree is not called the maimed, it's not called like it's holding up the sukkah. It's called like a floor. A floor, we don't look at the floor. Mashenkin, in the case, let's say he holds, where you have your metal frame. So the lamaisa, lamaisa, what's holding up your tchach on top? What's holding up your tchach on top between me and you is the metal frame. You put boards one way, and then you put the tchach on top of the other way to make it a maimed to maimed, but the bottom beams can't hold up the tchach, they're at plots. What's holding up even the bottom beams? The metal frame. So Maisa, what's the maimed here? The metal frame. That's the Chazanish frame of Shara Shita. He always knows that you can't use metal frames to support your sukkah. He even knows you can't even use nails to support the sukkah. Because, well, let's say you have a pencil, how the sukkah is made. If the sukkah is made that first you bang nails in, it shouldn't plot, shouldn't fall down on you. But after the sukkah is all up, and then you have your tchach on top, lamaisa, if you take out all the nails, most of the time the sukkah will still stand up. Like the nails are just there to keep it better, they shouldn't shake. But lamaisa, when everything is up already, without all the nails, what's holding up the tchach is the walls. And usually the walls are made out of wood. So therefore it's kosher. But let's say you have a case that without the nails, the walls can't stay up at all. It's only the nails that are supporting the walls to stay up. Well, let's say you have a wall made like this. There are two pieces of wood. And it's like this. The only reason this wall is staying up is because it's banged in by nail. See, also says it's possible. Because the Meister, what's holding up this beam now? The nail. A nail is a Dover Makabal Tumah. That's the Chazon HaShashita, that even a Maimed to Maimed also is possible. However, the Locha, the Mishnah Brewer passes, not like that in the Magen Avraham, they pass from our Mishnah, no. That any Maimed to Maimed is kosher. Even though you have a nail holding up the board. But since the Meister, whatever the Tchacha is laying on top of, is something that's Roy, is a piece of wood, therefore it's kosher. Even though it's holding up the wood, is a piece of metal, the Achronim say it's Mutter. So, that's the Shaila. But this provided Gavadil, you're allowed to put Tchach over, let's say, a cement wall. If you have a wall made out of cement, even though cement you can't use for Tchach, then there's no Gzera. No Gzera is not to use a Maimed, it's Makabal Tumah, because the Gzera, maybe you come and put it for Tchach. If it's a cement wall, like there's no gzera, you can use the cement wall for a tchach. You can't move it. So if I'm like on a real cement wall, you're allowed to use it. There's no shaila, it's not makabel tumah, this and that. So only if you're using beams or metal, then we say if you're using it metal to hold it up, there's the gzera that maybe use the metal for the tchach itself. Let's see, let's move it tomorrow. Well, so now money must be, who does our Mishnah go like? That says what? That you can put a sukkah on top of an agola, on top of a ship. It's Rabbi Kivi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kivi. The Tanya, Hoises Sukkos Bereshas Svinis. Someone that makes a sukkah on top of the boat is Rabbi Gamliel Poisel. Rabbi Kivi Machshir. Kivi says it's kosher. Sukkos Arayis too is kosher. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. What's happening to Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Kivi. Shor Yeboyim Basvina. They were traveling on a ship. Omed Rabbi Kivi Yosis Sukkos Bereshas Svinis. Rabbi Kivi got up to Shitos and made a sukkah on top of the boat. Lamacha next day sukkis. Noshva ruach, a big wind came, v'yakrosa, and uprooted those sukkah, way in the river the sukkah went. Is Omer Rabbi Gamliel, and Gamliel said back to the Kiva, like, ha, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, heichet sukkah, what happened to your sukkah? That's a right like to me, it's not called a sukkah, you can't make a sukkah on top of a ship. It's like for the winds to blow it away, that's not called a dira's kha, that's not called a dira. Yeah. And Rashi says, lekulmi, tap Rashi, da filo dira sarai have, it's not even called a dira sarai. Under the wind to blow it away, it's not called anything. So Amar Abayis is like this. The If the sukkah is so weak, you can't even stand by a normal wind on the land, Avad is called nothing. That's not called a sukkah. If you can stand up with a strong wind, Avad is kosher. The sukkah can stand up with normal winds on the dry land. Should be Baruch Mitzuya the Yam, on a normal wind of the Yam of the ocean. And we'll serve our Sukkah Diras Kva Binan, the Chiman and Echel Lama Baruch Mitzuya the Yam, like Lumi. He also needs a stronger Sukkah, so on the winds of the ocean will knock it down as possible. And he can serve our Sukkah Diras Ara Binan, the Chiman and Echel Lama Baruch Mitzuya the Yaboshek Shera. As long as it stands up through the normal winds of the Yabosha, that's called a good Sukkah. Even though in the ocean it could be uprooted, but so good, but a Sukkah's Ara, it's too cold, therefore it's kosher. Right. You're holding up Chav Gimel. You're the Mishnah we saw already. It's the Morris and the Mosad Gemara Nachamol. Mani Maspisl. Who does our Mishnah go like? That the Mishnah says you're allowed to make a sukkah Bereisha Golo or Bereisha Svinah. You can make a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, the ship. The Morris says Rabbi Kivi. It goes according to Rabbi Kivi. The Tanya we learned like this. Hoy says sukkah Bereisha Svinah. Somebody makes a sukkah on top of a ship. Is Rabbi Gamliel Paisel? Says no, it's no good. Not called a diras kva, it's not enough of a kva. So on top of the ship, it could blow away. Rabbi Kiva Mahashim, Kiva says, no, still it's kosher, it's called a good sukkah. The Lord says, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva Shoyeboyim Basrina. Once happened, both of them are going traveling in the ship. Is Omad Rabbi Akiva Vyosa Sukkah Varesha Srina. Rabbi Kiva Lishitosa, according to his sheet, you're allowed to do it. Is he made the sukkah on top of the ship? Is Lamochor, it came the next day on Yom Tif, is Noshva Ruach. A strong wind, a wind came, the Yakrosa and uprooted the sukkah. So, Omar Lo Rabbi Gamliel said back, Akiva, back to Akiva, Heichen Sukkosecha, where is your sukkah? In other words, Gamliel said, you see, I was right. I hold Alocha, you're not allowed to make a sukkah on top of a boat, because I hold that's not called a Diras Kva, you have to be afraid of blow away, it's not called a sukkah. So that was the time Gamliel said, you see, you weren't Yetzir the Mitzvah anyway. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you are Yetzir the Mitzvah. And the Gamliel says, no, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. So Mar says like this, Omer Abaye, the Kula Yal and everybody holds. Heicha.
Yeah, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds.
If the sukkah on top of the ship is so weak that it can't even stand a regular wind that would come on a dry land, in other words, on the dry land there's less wind than there is on the yam, in the middle of the ocean. So if the sukkah is so weak that even a regular wind on the yabosh, on the dry land, would knock it down, is like lumi. Everybody, even Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not called a sukkah. Like Tap Rashi says, the afidol diras arai lehevi, that's not even called a diras arai. If it can't even stand by regular wind on the yabosh, that's like lumi. Let's say it's strong enough that it could stand up even by an abnormal wind of the yabosha, of the dry land. Because even though a strong wind on the dry land cannot knock it down, it's kuliyama like pliga d'ksheira. Then even when Gamliel holds that it's kosher. Because you don't mamish need a dira's kva. That's called enough of a dira as long as it can stand even a strong wind of the yabosha. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? Vidi yechoyla lamed bruach mitzvah di yabosha. That the sukkah is strong enough to hold up a wind, a normal wind of the dry land. Of the yabosha, a normal wind would not knock it down. But, v'yena yechayla lamoid, the gesa should be like it says on the side, beruach mitzuya diyam. But it can't hold up a regular wind of the yam. A regular wind of the yam in the ocean would knock it down. That's the machoikis. Rabbi Gamliel saw our sukkah diras kvabinen. Rabbi Gamliel Shitri is a sukkah has to be more of a kva, more of a permanent type of a living. And therefore it has to be at least this much that a normal wind of the yabosha would not knock it down. Or the real gersa should be a ruach mitzuya diyam, right. Since it can't stand even the regular wind of the yam, that's not called anything. Since now, Lamaisa, where is the sukkah? The sukkah is on the ship is in the ocean, and it can't hold up, it can't stand even a regular wind, that's not called a dira. Rabbi Kiva Sava no sukkah diras arai binan. A sukkah is enough to have a temporary type of a living. As long as this type of a sukkah could hold up with the normal wind of the dry land, that's called a sukkah. Even though now Lamaisi run the yam on the ocean, and here it can't take a regular wind, but that's called enough of an arai. As long as some place the sukkah could stand up, that's called a good sukkah.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, Gabi Gomel. Then the Mishnah says you can make a sukkah on top of a camel. I Gabi Gomel. Tomorrow says, Masni Sin Mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? That you're allowed to make a sukkah on top of a Baal Chai, on top of an animal. Mor says Rav Meihi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meihi. The Tanya we learned like this. If somebody makes a sukkah on top of the animal, he uses the animal for the floor, and he makes the sukkah on top of the animal. To use the animals for the walls, Pashut here. He's putting the schach on top of the animal. But the animal is for the walls. Is oyste sukkos agav behema. Rabbi Meir machshev Rabbi Yehuda poysel. Rabbi Meir holds his kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds his posel.
No. We'll look at Rashi. But Rashi agav behema. Rashi goin nosan the losois al shnei susim vein kakoyin sasuka. Forget.
In the very first word we said you're making the sukkah on top of the animal. In other words, the animal is like the floor, and on top of that you put, like Rashi says, two doors flat on top of the animals. And on top of this floor, you build up your sukkah. It's on top of the animal, you make the walls, and then you put the schach on top. That's a machlokes Ramei and Yehuda, if it's kosher or not. That Ramei holds his kosher, Rabbi Yehuda poisel. The Gemara says, now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why should Rabbi Yehuda say it's no good? L'chur, you have a good sukkah here. You have good walls, and you have good schach. What do I care if the sukkah is on top of an animal? Like it's only the floor, like we spoke about yesterday. The floor could be from anything. It doesn't have to be from a dovram that's roi tas chach. There's no din maimid on the floor. So yeah, since the animal is only like the floor, why should it be posel? So Yehuda says, Oh makro, the posek says, chag ha sukkah is tas telucho shivas yomim. You have to make a sukkah, chag ha sukkah should be made shivas yomim. See, dashin Reb Yehuda, that sukkah haruya l'shiva, shemo sukkah. You have to have a sukkah that's able to be used all 7 days of sukkahs. That's called a sukkah. Mashenkein sukkah, she'ein aruya l'shiva. If you have a sukkah that's not usable for all 7 days, like we'll soon see here, on Yom Tov for Shabbos,
You're not allowed to sit in the sukkah because you can't go on top of an animal on Shabbos. You can't be mishtamish with a bal chai. So you're not allowed to sit in this sukkah on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Mele loy shmo sukkah. Mele such a sukkah is not called a sukkah even Chol HaMoed. Even though on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to go on top of an animal, but since this sukkah is not roy to be used for all 7 days, it's not called a good sukkah. That's the Yudishita. Rashi Aruya L'Shiva. V'ahashta de goza rabbonin. Since the rabbonin made it zera now, of an oil in law, you can't go up. Nimtza she'ena really a rishin. You're not allowed to go eat in the sukkah the first day of Yom Tov, because it's also to go on top of an animal. So that's why he holds it's not really shiva, it's possible. And so he says, who are din, mahay taima, nami are your poiso b'sukkah gabi ilon. Same thing like our Mishnah before. If you make your sukkah on top of the tree, it would also be possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because since you're not allowed to go up on the tree on Yom Tov on Shabbos, so the sukkah is not usable for all 7 days of sukkahs, it's a possible sukkah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What does Rabbi Meir hold? So the more of Rabbi Meir, ha nami midiraisa mechsechazia. Midiraisa, though, you are allowed to use the sukkah. Like midiraisa, there's nothing wrong to go on top of an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. For Rabbanan hu d'gozabo. And Rabbanan was the only one that said you can't use it. So since midiraisa it's called the good sukkah, it's called midiraisa sukkah ruy l'shiva. Therefore, the Rabbanan just said you can't use it. So the days you can't use it, don't use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, if you're allowed to use it, it's called the good sukkah. So if you posture, you learn the machlokes from Menem Yehuda, it's a famous Shalom Nachreinim. When the Torah says you're allowed to do something, and then the Rabbonim came along and said you're not allowed to do it. Do we consider it now like midiraisa, you're not allowed to do it? In other words here, the Torah says you have to have a sukkah that you could use for 7 days. Now if you made your sukkah on top of the animal, l'maisa, midiraisa dikaloch is, you're allowed to use it all 7 days. You're allowed to go on top of an animal, midiraisa. So midiraisa, the sukkah is called royal shiva. But midirabonin, though, you're not allowed to use it. Midirabonin. So since you can't use it, midirabonin, is that considered now that midiraisa also can't be used? Because l'maisa, you're not allowed to use the sukkah. Today, can you use it or not? Today is Yom Tov. No, you're not allowed to climb up on top of the animal on Yom Tov. So since l'maisa midirabonin, it's also to use it, it's also called in Din Torah, it's not usable today. That's what you disvara. And Rav Meir holds no. When the Rabbanan says something, it doesn't come in contact with the rice of the galochas. The rice of the sukkah is still usable. I, the Rabbanan said don't use it. That's only in Hilchos the Rabbanan. It's like a mitzvah for you to listen to them. But not that there's a real is upon the chepzah. The chepzah is called not usable. The actual sukkah is called usable. Of course, the rice, you're allowed to do it. The Rabbanan, they just say upon you, you have a mitzvah to listen to what the Rabbanan tell you. So you are not supposed to do it. But it's not called, the sukkah is not usable. That's this machlokes. When the Rabbanan said not to do it, do we consider now midiraisa it's not usable? Or else no, Remeya Svara is midiraisa it is usable. It's just midirabonin, you have to listen to them and not go in. But it doesn't make the sukkah not usable. Right. Now we have the shaila. Also the behema doifin the sukkah. What's going to be the halacha now if you use the animals for a doifin, for the wall of the sukkah? You want to use four animals, and then you put a schach on top of them. What's the halacha? We have Imeya Poiser. Imeya says it's possible. You can't use an animal for the doifin, for the wall. We have Yehuda Machshir. That's the halacha. Like Yehuda, you can even use an animal for the wall. As calls them on, the animal is standing, and it's Kavoya Yud Tvachim, you have a mechitza there, it's a kosher sukkah. So tomorrow, God of Rabban, Oslo Behem, a doifin sukkah. We have Imeya Poiser. Imeya holds this possible. The Yehuda Machshir. What's the shayla? Rameya says like this. Kol dovo sheyesh beruach hayim. Anything that has light to it is ain oisin oisa leidoifun l'sukkah. You're not allowed to use something that has life to it. You can't use like an animal for the wall of the sukkah. V'loy lechi l'movi. You can't use him to be a lechi by a movi. When you enter into a movi, you have to have the lechi for a hecker to be able to carry inside the movi. That's a stick going straight up. So if you have an animal standing there, that's not called a good hecker. And since a lechi is meshum mechitza, Ramei holds an animal can't be a mechitza. For loy pasin liberois. If you want to make these short, like four corners pasin, to be able to carry from the bar, from the water, up to feed the animals. So if you had a kula in the Erevin, you could just have like an amma by an amma at each corner, like an L shape, one amma by one amma, at all four corners. You can't use two animals to make the L shape. For loy goylo lekever. So the machloek is exactly what a gerla means. Rashi means it means the covering of the coffin. If you have the oren of a mace,
and then you put the top of the oren. That's called the girdle. That has tumah like the mace itself. So if you have an animal to put on top of the oren, it doesn't have tumah girdle. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns it means the matzeva you put on top, because nobody's going to use an animal to cover up the kever, the actual oren. No, it means rather the matzeva you put on top, which also has tumas mace upon it. So it may hold if you use an animal for the girdle, it does not get the tumas mace upon the girdle. It doesn't have this din of a girdle. Rashi says, Kloima, im asuha kisul aron, if you made it for the cover of the oren, the coffin, shomeis, is ain shame girdle love. It's not called the girdle. Letome, the arminah bebehema makashim, the girdle matamba bamagava masa, uva yoyel. That's nuk zeras akosif. The girdle itself, even though now it's not attached to the oren, the covering of the oren came apart, and you have it by itself on the ground. The Tanya, al pnei hasode l'rabbi's girdle b'doifin. So there is a kosev. Not only the mace itself, but even just the girdle, even just the covering of the coffin, if that is also al pnei hasodam, and you touch it, or masi, you carry it, or it's in the same oil, the same tent as you, you become tummy. So that's the din here. Emeya says a girdle of an animal is the girdle, the kever, it doesn't have the tumma, the chiddush of a girdle. Mishur me'ab yeisyeg lili yomru, that af ein kaisen olav gite noshim. And Yosef Lili said, who I did on an animal, you can't write a get. If you want to give your wife a get, you can't write it on the animal, and then give the animal to your wife, it's possible. We'll see in the Gemara later why you can't use a behemoth to write the get on. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Don't forget, this is Ramei Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds his kosher, Ramei holds his possible. So for the Gemara now, my time with Ramei, why does Ramei say it's possible? What's wrong to use an animal for the walls of the sukkah? Why not? The walls don't have to be of things that grow out of the ground. So what should be wrong by using the animals for the wall? It's a maimid of something that's not royal iskach. So now we spoke out about maimid, and that what you have before, you can't use the frame of a bed to hold up the iskach, because the frame of the bed is called the kli. That's only if it's something that's a gzera, maybe you come to use it for the iskach. So something like kalim, like metal beams, that we have afraid maybe use it for the schach, you can't use it to hold up the schach. But here an animal, we're not afraid to use it for the schach. Who would then, if you have a cement wall, or you have a brick wall, you're allowed to put the schach on top of a wall. Because there's no gzera, you can take off the whole wall and put it for the schach. That's not something you do. So the gzera not to use something of maimed, of holding up the schach, that's makabel tum rapasol, only if it's a kli. It's something like the bed of the frame of a bed, or else beams, or else a metal frame. That beams of iron, you're afraid to use a fischach. But something like an animal, we're not afraid to use a fischach, there's no sort of bemaimed, holding it up. So therefore, that's what's kasha. What's wrong? Why can't you use an animal for the walls? Take four animals, make four walls out of them, and then put schach across it. So furthermore, my time with Rav Meir is Rabbi says like this, Shema Thomas. True, Avadi Midiraiser may is also murderous kosher. It's only Xerim and Rabbanim were afraid maybe you'll die. And if the animal dies, so it's going to fall down, you're not going to have the height of a sukkah. The sukkah's not going to be 10 tefachim tall. It's going to be less than 10 tefachim. The Rashi says, Xerim Shema Thomas, Habhaim will be yomtiv. Maybe the Bahim will die on yomtiv. The people will fall, the sukkah will cave in. The yen can't doifim. The ninsa bottom in mitzvah sukkah. Yeah. So Melah, the Rabbanim said, don't make such a sukkah on top of an animal. Today you shouldn't have to lose your sukkah in the middle of sukkahs. So it's only with the Rabbanim that's no good. Rabbi Zera says, Shema Tivrach. There's another Zera. Shema Tivrach. Maybe you run away. Like, what do you mean you have four walls made out of animals, but if they're alive, you have to be afraid. Maybe they'll run away. So therefore, you can't use them. So Mura says like this. The peel kosher, if you have an elephant tied down, is kuliyam malay pligi, that you're allowed to do it. Even according to a male, be kosher. Because you don't have either chsarin. Even if an animal dies, but the kanayin ari is still big enough to make the wall of a sukkah, you still have 10 tefachim there. And he runs away, he's tied down, it's tied with good chains. You have him tied down, he can't run away. So everybody holds in this case will be kosher. Dinami mayis, even if he dies, yesh b'nevelosa yud, his body itself, the nevela, even if he shrinks, there's still the gezunta yud tefachim there. So mele is no machlekes. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? The peel is shayna kosher. You have an elephant, but it's not tied down. One is not tied down to the other one. Something like this. L'man diyom Hashem Thomas, if you're only afraid, maybe he'll die. Lo'ichashinen. In this case, he's not afraid, because since he's an elephant, Even if he dies, there'll be enough space there for the wall, so we're not afraid. But the man the Yama, Gzeira Shema Tivrach, what the man the Yama says, we're afraid that a Baal Chai, a live animal, will run away, Chai Shinan. Even though he's an elephant, you also have to be afraid, maybe you run away. So the Mishnah is like this now. But still, what's the Machlokes? Laman Diyoma Gzeira Shema Tomos, the one that said he's only afraid he's going to die. So you want to tell me what, by an elephant, that we're not afraid even if he dies, still is kosher. You could use an elephant that's not tied down for the Gemara. Why? Necha Shema Tivrach. Why aren't you also afraid maybe you'll run away? Like, it's also a good shriach. Because it's more shriach an elephant to run away than to die. So if you're afraid maybe the elephant will die, that's why you're telling me you can't put the schach on top of an elephant. So for sure you should be afraid if he's not tied down, maybe you'll run away. So it must be like this. Ela, it has to be this way. The peel by an elephant. Sheina kosh, it's not tied down. Avada kulayal maloi pligi. Everybody holds that it's no good. Reb Meir, both these mandiyomim that are same Shan Reb Meir, both hold Reb Meir hold it's no good. But Avada the gzera, maybe you'll run away. Since it's not tied down, now the elephant, you have to be afraid to run away. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes? The behei makshura. The machlokes says by a regular animal, not an elephant. Let's say by a fox. Yeah, that's tied down. Kshura. Luman diyom agzera shema tomas chashinen. The one that says we're afraid, yes, maybe an animal will die. So this fox, when he's standing up, maybe he's 10 tfachim tall. But if he dies or cave in, there's not going to be 10 tfachim. There won't be a mechitza. That's why the sukkah, you should not make a sukkah top of an animal, top of a fox. But luman diyom agzera, or top of a cow. But the man diyom agzera shema tivrach. But the man Yomer says, no, we're only afraid. Maybe the cow will run away. Leichashinim. Here, if the cow is tied down, we're not afraid. Moreskasha, but still. Or the man Yomer Gzereshim Tivra, good. Like you, you're only afraid. Maybe you run away. So you want to tell me if you have your cows tied down now, we're not afraid to run away. It's Kasha. Or the Neshashem Thomas, why aren't you also afraid? Maybe the cow will die. If the cow dies, he'll collapse. It's not going to be Yutzvachim tall. You're not going to have the walls for the sukkah. So like, what's still the machlokes there? Why aren't you also afraid? Maybe the animal will die. So my answer to this, the machlokes, misa lo shchiach. But this man, the Yom holds, it's not shchiach. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe an animal will die. He's alive today. Mistam will be alive for the next 7 days. The sukkahs, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the animal will die. So therefore, the only thing we're afraid of is that maybe he'll run away. So if you have a cow tied down, it's kosher. And if something is not tied down, then it's no good. That's what Meir Zeron, you can't use the cow that's not tied down, because we're afraid maybe you run away. But tomorrow still, let's say using a cow. So you want to say when a cow is tied up, it's okay. But the chura cow, from the floor until the stomach, there's more than three tefachim. So chura, how do you have a good mechitza? You can't say love it. True, the animal maybe is 10 tefachim tall, but from where the bottom of the floor until where the stomach starts, it could be it's more than gimel tefachim. So you can't say love it. So you won't have a schach. You won't have a doifin. V'yikar ravcha de benei benei. You'll have space between the floor and the stomach. And the Gemara nechnam is yovad levi hutzav v'dafnon. We're talking about you made some mesh there. You made a mechitza there. You put some. Rashi says. The hutsa v'dafnon, hutsa lulve dekel. You put there the leaves of a palm tree. Dafna anfayetz, or else the leaves of a tree. In other words, you blocked off the area underneath the stomach of the cow. So nice, it's called a good mechitza there. Therefore, when the cow is standing, you have a mechitza tentwachim. For the Gemara of a Dilma river, well, aren't you afraid though? True, maybe he's not going to die, but maybe he's going to want to take a nap. Maybe the cow will lie down himself. Forget about him dying. The river is going to lie down. So then you're not going to have a mechitza gevoya yud. So tomorrow the micha v'ashle meleil. You made like a mechitza also on top of the cow also. Like even on the tzad he's ravetzis, he lies down still on top. You made strings there. You made a mechitza on top. That even when he lies down, his body, let's say, is 6 tfachim. Then you have another 4 tfachim on top of that to be a mechitza. So even if he does lie down, still there'll be a mechitza yud tfachim. Throughout the Gemara. Like the man the Yom that says we're afraid maybe the animal will die is why we're talking about then in the case that he's tied down, so we're not afraid he's going to run away. We're only afraid maybe this cow will die and then he'll lie down and there won't be a shear of a mechitza. For the Gemara, why? Shema Thomas Nami, You're telling me anyway that you made a mechitza on top of the back of the cow, because you're afraid maybe the cow will go to sleep. So just like when it goes to sleep, you tell me now there's still a shear to have you tefachim high, that there's a mechitza on, so why do I care if the cow dies? Even if the cow dies, that's like going to sleep. So you still, since on top of the cow, you have your few inches there of mechitza, it's kibbaya yud. So why should you be afraid? Like if that's the akimta now, that the cow, you put a mechitza on top of it, so even if it dies, it should be okay. Tomorrow says no. Zimnin demukim v'epochus mishloisha. So mechleskach. I'll tell you, sometimes it comes out that the mechitza you made on top of the cow, mamish is just the exact amount you need. Trashi zimnin demukim v'epochus gimel. Pomim shein v'goyva shobeima elishiva omashu. Sometimes the height of the animal is only 7 a little bit tvachim. V'sukah sorin. Sometimes the sukkah itself is 10 tvachim. V'koyle v'epochus mishloisha so mechleskach. For I mean to love it, and we say love it. That's the case. In other words, even after you made the mechitza on top of the cow, so what were you afraid? Maybe the cow will go to sleep. So even when the cow lies down, let's say, you made enough mechitza on top of him that exactly it's kosher. In other words, you made enough mechitza that it only comes into the point of a little bit less than three tefachim away from the schach. So I can say love it. Even if the cow lies down, still there's enough on top of it that now it's 7 tefachim and a mashu tall with its mechitzam, and therefore I say love it from the schach. But that's only if it's alive lying down. Mashenkein, if it dies, v'chiv on the maisa, if you have to be afraid, maybe the cow's going to die. When the cow dies,